WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A Rockingham County faith group puts the money down to pressure officials to approve a new transportation network. Members of the General Assembly will consider three constitutional amendments when they gavel into session in January. And those who have lost loved ones to road-related tragedies will mark a World Day of Remembrance. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, November 14th. More than 100 members of Valley Interfaith Action presented a check for $200,000 to the Rockingham County Supervisors on Wednesday. It was an attempt to sway county officials to help fund door-to-door public transportation countywide. WMRA's Bridget Manley reports.
Members of Valley Interfaith Action, or VIA, presented the county supervisors with a surprise check on Wednesday afternoon. VIA descended into the monthly meeting in downtown Harrisonburg following a press conference outside the building where the group made its plea. VIA has been working to create a plan to tackle the county's transportation issues for over 2 years. The service, operated by a state-qualified transit operator, would be available to any resident of Rockingham or Harrisonburg for rides to, from, or within the county. Riders can make a reservation up to 24 hours in advance and will be driven to and from their destinations. To move forward and allow the state to award the pilot, they needed to raise $200,000 in matching funds, leveraging an additional $800,000 in state and federal funding. The other crucial component is a letter of support from the Rockingham County Supervisors to the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. According to Ann Pettit, co-pastor of Massanutten Presbyterian Church, VIA asked the supervisors for a letter of support in January. The supervisors denied the request in a 4-1 vote until the group could raise the proper funding. VIA claimed that while raising funds in good faith, the supervisors sent a letter of support to another group based in Augusta County, the Alliance Committed to Improving Our Neighborhoods, or ACTION. According to VIA, that service is an Uber-like model that would cost 5 times the amount of their proposal and only serve the Dayton-Bridgewater corridor.
The supervisors did not question them, nor did they require matching funds at the time of their vote. Further, despite countless conversations and contacts with them, not once did a supervisor share this information with us, nor did they propose a larger conversation to evaluate the merits of both proposals.
William Kent Carnell with Otterbein United Methodist Church called on Supervisor Joel Hensley to meet with the group.
Supervisor Hensley, you said, come back when we had the money in hand. Well, here we are, and we have that money in hand. And we, your constituents, have asked to meet with you, but you have refused. You won't even return our calls and emails. And that, sir, is disrespectful.
Valley Interfaith Action represents over 10,000 Rockingham County and Harrisonburg residents across different religions and faiths. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
State officials on Wednesday ordered the Mountain Valley Pipeline to pay $17,500 for violating environmental regulations over a 3-month period. Cardinal News reports that's the 5th consecutive fine of its kind on the natural gas pipeline. The 303-mile, 42-inch diameter pipeline from West Virginia into Southside Virginia began operating on June 14th. The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality cites violations including allowing sediment to enter streams and improperly installing erosion control matting. Individual fines range from $500 to $6,500, and most problems were corrected within a day. That's according to DEQ data. Members of the Virginia General Assembly will consider a trio of constitutional amendments when they gavel into session in 2 months. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has a preview.
Democrats have wanted Virginia's state constitution to protect abortion rights for many years. So when Republicans started calling the effort haphazard, it was met with this.
I have to say, this is not a haphazard approach.
That's House Majority Leader Charnel Herring, who introduced the amendment protecting abortion rights in Virginia.
Well, I understand the political need to say haphazard. I'm sure I'll see in a press release later. But this was carefully crafted.
Delegate Elizabeth Bennett Parker is a Democrat from Alexandria who has an amendment ditching Virginia's practice of requiring the governor to restore voting rights for people convicted of felonies.
The disenfranchisement of people with felony convictions is a relic of Virginia's Jim Crow past and was intentionally inserted into the 1902 Virginia Constitution to disenfranchise as many black voters as possible.
And Delegate Mark Sickles of Fairfax County has an amendment to undo the amendment prohibiting gay marriage voters approved back in 2006.
I'm asking to put this before the voters 20 years after it was enacted to see where we stand on it now. I feel sure that it will be repealed.
All three of those amendments would have to go through many steps before being added to the state constitution, including being approved by voters in November 2026. I'm Michael Pope.
Governor Glenn Youngkin will be the first Republican governor to serve under a Republican president since Jim Gilmore in 2002. At an event Tuesday, VPM News' Jad Khalil asked Youngkin what difference that might make.
Thank you all for coming. I'm happy to take a few questions.
Governor, how do you think having the same party in Washington is going to help you enable your policy preferences from last year?
Instead of fighting against economic headwinds in Virginia, I'm optimistic that we'll have economic tailwinds.
The governor said that means more tax cuts and tax revenue. So not exactly answering the question directly. State and federal government generally work on different policies, though. Virginia's top Democrat, Speaker of the House Don Scott, also played down what effect a Trump administration would have on state policy.
I don't think the state legislature does a lot of work with presidential, because we're not working with Joe Biden now, but there are some things that we can do to protect Virginians.
The biggest changes to watch would be changes to economic forecasts, cuts in federal spending, and whether Trump wants to relocate thousands of government employees out of Northern Virginia. All those things would mean major budget changes are coming.
Jad Khalil reporting. Finally today, while many Virginians are preparing to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday, others are preparing for another more somber event. This Sunday, families from around the globe will hold vigils and memorials to honor the people lost due to road-related tragedies. It's called World Day of Remembrance. The day is a reminder to keep fighting for changes in legislation to make the streets safer for everyone. Virginia Public Radio's Ian Stewart has more.
Patty Krasinski is pointing at a locked bike leaning against a telephone pole on River Road in Richmond. The bike is painted entirely white from the back tire to the tips of the handlebars.
We're at the scene of the ghost bike where my daughter was killed on July 29th, 2012.
Ghost bikes are placed as memorials to honor those who were killed by drivers. Krasinski's 24-year-old daughter, Lainey, was riding home from work in daylight. About 26,000 cars use this route daily, according to the Virginia Department of Transportation.
It is a narrow road, and when she told me she was riding home on this road, I said, Lainey, you can't trust those drivers. All it takes is one texter. There's just no room for error. And she'd say, oh, Mom, you know, I have lots of lights on my bike. I change into light clothing. I wear a helmet.
In 2023, more than 40,000 people were killed in car crashes nationally, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. In Virginia of that same year, over 900 people were killed, with almost 64,000 suffering injuries, according to the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. To deal with her loss, Krasinski first found her way to Drive Smart Virginia, a nonprofit that works to improve road safety. The group helped get the hands-free cell phone use law passed in 2020. She then found her way to Families for Safe Streets.
We often describe ourselves as the group nobody should ever have to join. We all lost a family member or suffered a serious injury in a traffic crash.
That's Families for Safe Streets co-founder Amy Cohen. Cohen lost her 12-year-old son Sammy when he was killed crossing a street on his way to soccer practice. The New York-based group started in 2014 and has now grown nationwide with over 1,000 members and with 20 chapters, including one in Richmond. Families for Safe Streets have support groups in English and Spanish. Last month, the group launched an interactive story map that allows users to post pictures and stories.
So that people can honor their loved ones or themselves if they were injured, so that we can really give a broad face to this crisis.
Krasinski's daughter, Lainey, can be found on the story map. And so can Jay Heitman's daughter, Robin. The Charlottesville resident lost his daughter in 2019 when they were working as a bike messenger in New York. Heitman says he's been with Families for Safe Streets for 5 years.
I appreciate those that, when I share my story, say, I'm sorry for your loss. But really, it's those that have been down this road that know truly the magnitude of it.
Both Heitman and Krasinski will be participating in World Day of Remembrance. Families for Safe Streets is organizing the national effort. Krasinski, who will be at her daughter's gravesite in Hollywood Cemetery in Richmond, says she's looking forward to the day.
Because it's a way, even just saying my child's name and holding up her picture, it helps me.
For Jay Heitman, he says he might drive up to Washington, D.C. or head to New York to be with local chapters. He says he hopes the day brings more attention to the staggering number of people who are killed each year because of traffic violence.
I truly wish that not just those leaders in the United States, but leaders all around the planet would address this crisis in the same way that the pandemic was addressed, because this is a pandemic that has not abated.
Cohen says last year, Families for Safe Streets held more than 75 events across the nation. The closest event to Central Virginia will be a Ride for Your Life in Washington, D.C. It's a 10-mile slow ride with a separate 1-mile walk to the Lincoln Memorial. I'm Ian Stewart.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.